Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so don't be afraid to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 45 of Across America with your host Jack Austin and Robert Lamb.
Yep.
Introducing Robert Lamb.
Hello.
Is that good?
Set you up, man. I bumped set and you didn't spike it. You whiffed it and hit the dirt.
I can't do a voice like that.
Golly.
I can't do like the...
The what?
I don't know, just like that boisterous...
The announcer voice?
Just anything.
That's what I would think that would be.
I can't do any kind of...
Robert Lamb.
It's too much. It's not that I can't do it.
Do it then.
It's that I don't want to.
Do it.
No.
Before we get into
First
the episode...
First off, I don't give in to forcible
Do
voices.
The voice!
I don't give in to that. Okay? That's a forcible... You're trying
it's
to
one
make
thing
make
that's
voice.
Terrible when you do voices is people always come up and go, oh, do
that thing,
voice.
Do that voice.
Do the thing.
It's like, no, I'm not a performing monkey.
Right? Dance, monkey, dance.
Dance for us.
Dance for me.
Yes,
monkey.
Watch when he does this.
They throw exotic fruits at you.
Yeah. Like dates.
Yeah. Dragon star fruits. Or what is it? What are they called?
Star fruit.
Dragon fruit.
Yeah. You combined two
I
of
did.
Them.
It was exotic.
Dragon star.
It was exotic.
Hey, you know what? If you combine, they're probably like some cross.
Yeah. Pollination.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think that's what it's called.
So you were in Georgia.
Okay,
in Alabama / Georgia.
Alabama. Well, okay. So, where we left off was Jack is afraid of snakes.
Yes.
But also, after that whole dog incident, I hopped onto, it was like this dirt road called Duggar Mountain Road. And it like passed through like this, I forget what the forest was called. But I went through there, and it was just cutting. It kind of cut down because there weren't a lot of highways that were, like, angling down. And I was like, I want to kind of cut through. So I was like, I'm going to try to take this trail. But then, like, every time I take, like, a trail like that, I'm always wondering, like, if somebody were to kill me,
mm-hmm.
no one would, like, find my body for a long right. time.
They might find you because you've somewhat documented
where I mean, I called the police station
doing,
the day before, so they know that. So they know I'm around there, but the fact that I took, like, this mountain road that, like...
Here's the problem. How long does somebody realize this guy walking across the country did not make it to
right.
the next destination?
I mean, I think it would have to be, like, my parents can't get a hold of me or something, and then they have to call someone, and then they call, like, the local authority. I think it'd be weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks at
would
least
be weeks.
Before they even, like,
for
think,
sure.
like...
We told him to come up here. This is where we had our guard dog watch him for hours.
Yeah, but after that, we didn't see him go nowhere.
You end up finding the dog, and it's like a corgi.
Yeah. I lied the whole time.
He thought it was a 150-pound dog. It's
hey,
actually a corgi.
When it's barking at you, maybe I added a few elements, some story embellishments. Maybe it wasn't even a dog. Maybe it was just like a bird with a hurt leg, wing.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
Or it was a... interpretive dance piece.
Yeah, it was a guy.
Yeah,
it was a mime. It was a mime.
It was a mime. One of the dudes from Stomp was trying to freelance.
Yeah, he came. But the way he stomped, it sounded like barking.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I jumped on this Duggar Mountain Road, and I actually like. I do like those trails because it was peaceful and away from the highways and stuff. But like I said. It was weird. There was only one truck, I think, that went by me the whole time I was on that trail. And the guy just waved to me. And then near the end, because I was on this trail for at least like 6 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
And when I got to like the very end of the trail, there was like this one path off the trail. I'm not around any houses or anything like that. But there's a path that like diverts. And down the path, I just see, like, tombstones. And I'm like, what? Like, there's, like, a little cemetery back there. And I'm like, there's nobody around here. Like, that was weird.
Right.
And I wanted to go over there and get a Ouija board, but I was like, nah, I'm all right.
Get a Ouija board.
Just find one.
I am trying to reach the ghost of Stonewall Jackson.
If you found like a little cemetery like that, would you go over there? If there's a Ouija board, would you mess with it?
No.
You're superstitious.
No, I'm not superstitious. I think it's pointless.
You're like Stevie Wonder.
Maybe.
Okay.
Wait. I did sing the song, Isn't She Lovely?
Isn't she lovely? Beautiful. You wouldn't mess with it?
No.
Okay.
I don't need that. I don't need that question answered. You
know, so you are a little, you might, I mean, not superstitious, but you like, maybe.
A little stitious?
A little stitious. Not super, but a little stitious.
No, I just, it doesn't grab my attention. I'm not like, oh man, I need to see if some dead people would talk to me here.
They climb out.
See what we got. Ooh. And I'd be like, hey guys, you got any change?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. I didn't mess with it. I just kept walking. But like when I saw those things, they're like creepy. Like those kind of instances. Yeah. Especially like in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
But eventually I made it to whatever that road was. I don't have it written down here. If you check out my blog, you'll see all this stuff, which I think I got half of it up, I think, on our website right now. I need to get the rest up.
For sure.
But it goes into a little more detail with the actual roads I took and stuff. I figure that's kind of boring, so I try not to go too in-depth on here. But I hit Georgia, and their welcome sign was like a little stone statue that said Georgia on it. And I'm like, cool. So I got on that, and then I text Brian, and I was like, hey, man, like, I'm in Georgia now.
If I see one more weird thing, screw Georgia, I'm out of here.
Yeah. But Brian, I think, I don't remember where he was coming down, but he's like, oh, I'm still kind of far away, but I'll drive to you and, like, pick you up and stuff. I'm like, that's fine. But eventually,
as long as you drop me off right here, bro.
So
right here, dude.
I was like, "That's fine." I'm like, "Just I'll be on the side of the road." So
quick question.
Yes.
Quick question.
Yes. Yes.
Genuine question here. Okay. Not screwing with you.
Right.
He picks you up at that spot.
Right.
He takes you back in the opposite direction, and you start walking from back there. Are you okay with that, or does he need to drop you off in that exact spot?
You mean if he takes me further back?
Yes.
No, that's fine. As long as the big thing is, I don't want to go ahead. So if he drops me off further behind where he picked me up, I'm fine with that.
Okay, good.
Because the lady in Washington, there's a couple people who did that where they would drop me off, not exactly in the same spot, but a little bit behind. I'd be like, oh, this is fine right here, or
right,
whatever. Because I knew it was further back, and I'm like, I'll make up that space. So, but I will say that Brian actually didn't drive me back to that spot. He, when he picked me up, I had my cart and everything, so we had to, like, take it down and, like, shove it into the back of his car.
Right.
And he drove me to, I think it was Jellystone Park, based off of Yogi Bear.
Right.
Yeah. There's, like, it was, like, a campground. So we went there first, and he's like, I was like, I'm going to just camp here for the night. And he's like, all right, because I hadn't found, like, a campground in a while. So he's like, well, I'll drop you off there and then we'll go get food. So I was like, okay. So he dropped me off there. We went and got food. You know, we hung out. We talked.
Yeah.
Normal stuff. Caught up. I hadn't seen him since high school. You know, he moved up there after that. So we just hung out. We went to, I can't remember where we went. I don't remember. I think it was like a...
Is this a little Irish burger joint?
No.
McDonald's?
No. It was like a Mexican place, I think.
Sick.
I think. But we went there
Taco
and then also...
Taco Bell?
And then... Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's the one. Now I got it.
Now I know.
Brian, if you're listening, tell us what the restaurant was. The Mexican restaurant in Georgia.
Do you think Brian listens to this?
Brian confided in me and told me not to tell anyone, but I'm going to tell everybody now.
Okay, so you're
that
bad
he
friend.
Listens to a lot of podcasts.
But a lot of our podcasts?
No, just podcasts in general.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
He's happy to listen to stuff like this. Brian, your secret's out there in the world, and I'm sorry, and I love you. And I didn't mean for this to come out today in this podcast, but Rob is shirtless and asked me to tell him something I've never told anyone. So that's how that came about.
That's how I get my kicks.
On Route 66, baby. Yeah.
I just like people to... I touch myself and I say, tell me a secret about someone else.
Currently, he's touching the skin right before the armpit.
Yeah. That's what I meant. I don't mean like...
No, right.
I just touch myself somewhere.
I'm backing you up, dude.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where. I love to know secrets.
Yeah.
But he should listen to our podcast.
He does.
Okay. You said he didn't, but that's fine.
No, I like he doesn't listen to us exclusively.
Well, I didn't mean that. You he can listen to other stuff. We're not like a jealous significant other. Mm-hmm. I try to go gender neutral there. I didn't want to offend anyone.
How'd that go?
Maybe not mentioning that I tried to do that would have been better. Anyways, yeah, I hung out with Brian, and then he actually drove me to, I think we went to Walmart, and you know, I bought some like Clif Bars and Gatorade. I think he helped chip in too, like helped buy me some. I just had to stock up.
I'll say this for all the people who are so curious about Brian out there.
Everyone,
I know you are.
Everyone is.
Everybody wants to know about the big boot, Brian.
Yeah, that's part of his last name.
He is a genuine human being.
Mm-hmm.
Very thoughtful.
Very real.
Very real. Very nice guy. Can't say enough about Brian. Good dude. So it does not surprise me that he took you to lunch and did all
And
that sounds...
And I think he had to drive pretty far. I don't think...
Yeah.
He doesn't live, or at least he didn't. He didn't live in Atlanta.
Right.
But he lived like on the outskirts. And I think he had to drive about an hour or something to get to where I was. But not an office call, but he goes out and like does calls or whatever because he does the prosthetic stuff.
Yes.
So he was doing that, and I think he was like around the area. So he's like, yeah, I can meet you after I finish that.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
He's a good, he actually, the house I grew up in, he lived across the street from me, catty corner across the street.
Nice.
So yeah, grew up around him, played soccer with him.
And that's actually, for people wondering, like me and Jack met because Brian got in contact with me and was like, hey, man, I know a guy who likes to do like voices and stuff. If you're always posting about it for the podcast, why don't you get a hold of him or whatever?
Yeah, you should talk to Jack, he said.
Yeah. So
that's pretty much it.
And then we became friends, and now we do this stuff. And we were like, screw Brian, get him out of this. He's not part of our group anymore.
We're like, Brian can go die, and we don't even care.
We got this friendship now.
I wouldn't call it an upgrade. We're just friends,
bro.
We're just friends. Brian, you're a cool dude. You should come down and be a part of an episode of something.
Something.
Yeah.
Soon,
if you haven't already.
He actually was in St. Pete recently, I think.
Yeah.
For the holidays. So that was a missed opportunity.
Definitely messaged him
already.
After this.
Oh, wow. But. Yeah, he helped me out. He drove me to the Walmart. I stocked up on stuff because, you know, it's always good, especially because I don't think I was able to, like, really stock up on anything except for, like, maybe at a couple gas stations or whatever for, like, the week prior. So, stopped at Walmart, got some Clif Bars, some Gatorade, and then he drove me to the Jellystone campground. And what I did was... That day, I was like, it was nighttime at that point. I was like, the next day, I need to work on some homework. So I'm like, maybe what I'll do is because I didn't want to make Brian have to drive back to where he picked me up or whatever because he left that night and it was nighttime. So I was like, I'll just walk back the mile or two that he drove me and I'll just do it the next day. Except that the next day, it started to rain. So I ended up doing it in the rain. But I walked back to where he picked me up, which was close to like the border of Georgia, Alabama or whatever, and then walked back to the campground. And then after that, I just did homework for a while. And then I don't think I stayed another night, though. I think I actually left because I was going to stay the night, but my homework didn't take as long as I thought it was going to. And that was like the end of my thesis. So I'm like, I'm pretty much done with my whole thesis. That was like the conclusion part that I had to turn in. So I did that. And then I was like, it stopped raining. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to start walking. So I did. But I do want to say this. Georgia's, and Alabama's, their roads suck for walking on.
They do.
They suck for driving on too, I think. Like a lot of them are just old roads.
Yep.
They're just really old. And there's no shoulder. Most of them are two lanes.
Some of them are dirt.
Yeah, some of them are dirt or gravel.
Yeah.
And pushing my cart, like, especially there's like some roads in Georgia where like I'd jump onto like a road and it wouldn't have a shoulder, or like the shoulder would be like a foot wide. So I'd be like one wheel of my cart would be on that and the other wheel would be in like grass. And then I was like, this isn't working. Like, I'm like using so much energy just to push this shit. So then I'd go in the road and then I'd have to pull to the side every time cars came by. And like, I held up traffic a few times just going over little like bridges, like over a creek or something, because there's no shoulder at all. So I'd run across and they're just like, I remember one time there was just a line of cars just going through and I'm like, it never stopped.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do anything. I can't get past
this. And the minute
this.
You go, it's like, come on, man. Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, I remember there was like a small break and I'm like, I got this. So I started running and then like, I like turn around and there's just like a huge semi behind me. And then behind that is just like a row, like just car. I'm like, oh my God. And like, they just had to stop and wait for me to pass.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but there's really no way for me to get across. So I always felt bad, but man, I just remember the roads being really bad. That, and there were a lot of dogs just loose, especially in Georgia. I mean, in Alabama too, but in Georgia, I mean, I felt really bad. I saw a poodle with like one eye. I saw like the pit bulls.
Yeah.
I saw like, I mentioned, what's his name? Ruffles.
Yeah.
Just came out of the woods.
Yep.
I don't know. Everyone's just letting their dogs loose there.
It's country, weird. Man. It's it not country. Like you're going to let it go and it's going to go to your neighbor's house right next door and
like
do something
that
shouldn't. Right.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And I didn't want to walk through Atlanta. So I stayed south of Atlanta because I wanted to avoid the big cities. So I'm walking through like these small towns and I just remember like in Georgia, like there's a couple times where I would cut through like some small roads or whatever and they would be dirt roads and like I'd go down the dirt road and there'd just be like trash everywhere and stuff like that. I'm like, you know what, maybe I should stick to the highways. Like I
there
don't want to get attacked.
Some areas in Alabama and Georgia and Florida.
Florida too. Yeah,
actually
definitely.
You know, in every state in
every
the
state.
Old Union.
Yeah,
although I'd give Hawaii a pass. Sure, there's plenty of wonderful places
I'm sure
in Hawaii that anyway.
Yeah.
But that you didn't walk across, actually, Hawaii.
No.
It was really dumb.
I wanted to.
You missed out.
I just couldn't get there by foot.
Right.
Well. I mean, I guess if a boat took me there and I walked on the boat.
The entire time.
Does that count?
Yes. Absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of walking, though. How long do you think a boat trip takes to get there?
The problem is?
A couple days. I don't know.
A couple days from California?
I don't know. How long does it take to get there? Well, from California? Like, yeah, I mean, I'd have to leave out of San Diego or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd
how
be
long.
Like the closest, I think. So, I don't know. I don't know how long it takes, but what if I was on a plane and I walked back and forth?
That counts.
You think
you're walking the exact same distance, only at a much higher rate than your
no,
step count.
That's not
is
true
be
because it's going faster. It's going.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I don't think that it really adds
no,
up.
No, step
the
for
same.
Step, you're good, man. It's just one step is going to count for like 100 yards.
So you're saying if I was in a truck bed and I just walked around the truck bed as they drove across the country,
a box truck? You did it. You did
any
it.
Truck. I'm just saying, any truck, I just walk back and forth.
I was thinking of your safety farther. With the box truck part.
Well, yeah, but I like to live dangerously, so even if it was the back of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, that would be the same as walking across the country, in your eyes.
Yep.
Okay. If I knew that, maybe
basically,
I would have just
done that. Any old moron could do what you did. Anybody.
I agree with that.
Anybody.
I agree with that.
You,
I'm not even
there's no physical significance to what you've done in this.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Listen.
Listeners, here episode 45.
Yeah. What Robert did is not special at all.
Yep, nope. And you guys have been listening the whole time, sucker.
Yeah, take that to the bank and cash it.
No, but anyway.
Sorry. I didn't mean to be rude.
Don't be
you
rude
work
to
at
the
a
listeners.
Bank. You work at a bank.
Oh,
too.
I do, yeah. I'm a manager at a bank.
Yeah. I felt like that might have hit you hard.
No, it didn't.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, anyway, I tried to stay. I eventually got onto some roads, and I eventually was trying to make my way over to US 19 because US 19 cuts right down into Florida, and actually I live right off of US 19. It's right there. It goes past my house and
spoiler
stuff.
Alert.
So spoiler alert, not to give away my address, but I live off of US 19. So I was like, I can just get to US 19 and then follow that all the way south. But to get there, I had to take all these stupid side roads. And like some of the towns I was going through, like they were not the best of towns. Not to say anything bad about Georgia, because I do like Georgia, but some of the towns weren't that great. And I'll get into it more in the next episode, but
Spoiler alert.
I'm just saying.
This one's over.
Just trying to keep you on your toes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 45 of Across America with Jack Austin and Robert Lamb.
Yay. This has been a Seven Lamb production.